B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. I know it's tough. It's a tough Monday. Even if the Patriots won, it's still Blue Monday.
Yeah.
Do you know what Blue Monday is?
It's the day that you go back to work after the holidays.
It is, yep, it is known as the worst day of the year. Today is it. Yeah. And to make it even worse, the Patriots lost. So it is Blue Monday. But we have a few things we're going to do to make Blue Monday better.
Okay, good.
Okay.
First, we're going to go home?
We are not going home, Brian. Oh. Our job is to make people feel better.
Right.
About Blue Monday.
Right.
Okay?
Let's do that.
So, first of all,
it's not to make you feel better. No. So you can't go home.
Yeah, so, that won't make me feel better.
So it's 7:10. We'll actually give you reasons why it's okay the Patriots lost.
Okay, good. Yeah,
there's some spin on that.
There is.
All right, some good stuff.
I'm going to help you.
We're gonna help you get through the Patriots not being in the Super Bowl. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to throw $1,000 at you. It's the 80s artist of the day. It's back.
I'm excited.
So just after 8, we're going to play today's artist. The 80s artist is, well, he was busy last night.
He sure was.
At the Golden Globes, wasn't he?
That's right.
Yep.
Elton John.
Yes, he actually won for Best Original Song with his pal Bernie.
Did you see the movie? Did anybody see it?
I saw half of it and I fell asleep.
Okay.
But it's excellent.
Wow, ringing endorsements.
No, it was late. And so, but it was really, really good, and I can't wait to watch the extra half.
Some point you see the, wow, okay. So it's the movie you see in half, all right? See half or fall asleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, Elton is going to be your 80s artist of the day. So just after 8 o'clock, listen for your chance to text in. Now we're going to give you a keyword to text, right?
We are.
You text it back, and then just cross your fingers. You could win $1,000.
It's easy.
Five times you're going to play Elton today. All right, you got 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6 o'clock. Who said it was Blue Monday?
We're helping already.
You did.
Yeah, I did. Didn't I? Maybe I should just shut up. All right, that's fine. All right, that's in the 8 o'clock hour. It's back. The 80s artists of the day. A mixture of clouds and sun today, too. And a high of 38. That's not bad. Maybe a few flurries mixed in, but nothing to speak of, right?
It was cold this morning when I woke up. But, you know, yeah,
it's
going to be okay.
22. Or is it now, like 25 in Boston?
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll take it.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. What do you got that's cool, LBF?
I have things that you need never to say in 2020. Oh, banned
words and phrases.
Yes.
That's good.
Free speech here.
Banned. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, I've got some Star Wars news for you, because I'm a Star Wars nerd.
You've finally gone to see
the new movie. I know when the next saga will take place.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to tell you why, if you are not served divorce papers by 5-ish tonight, congratulations. You made it through the toughest day.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
All right, LB.
All right, so there are words that people say over and over again that annoy the general public, and they need to be banished this year, according to a university in Michigan. And I'm going to give you the top six.
Top six.
Number six, and I totes agree with this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Totes. Is that totally? Totes.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, no. And jelly is jealous. Yeah.
It's no longer totes adorbs to say that?
No, it's not totes adorbs. Living my best life. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Don't even say that.
Don't even say it. We don't want to know. We don't want to know that you're living your best life.
No, because you're not. So let's just be real. Come on now. All right.
Literally.
Right.
And I do this a lot instead of saying figuratively, because when you say my head literally exploded, it didn't, because you wouldn't be telling me about it. Yes. Yeah, so it could.
Unless your name is Soleimani.
Oh my God, Bob.
Oh my God. Wow.
Then you're
dead. But yeah, then you're dead. But he's the only one allowed to say
it. Okay, good.
Number three, influencer.
an influencer.
Yeah,
what's that, Instagram? People like Kardashians.
Do you know that there are tables in Boston restaurants that are influencer sort of
reserved
so that you can, the lighting is such that it's perfect for Instagram.
How do we get that?
I don't.
That'd be a great gig.
Yeah, I guess it would.
Start taking more pictures of your food.
I try.
I don't have the patience.
All right. And all foodie terms like this.
Right?
Artisanal. Is that right?
Artisanal.
Curated. Mouthfeel and other pretentious words that don't mean much of anything. And finally, quid pro quo.
All right.
Yes, we can put that to bed.
We can. Night night.
Quid pro quo. No one likes it when you say that.
Nobody does.
That's not good.
All right, Star Wars nerds, unite! Here we go. Here's the latest rumor because, you know, the final Star Wars movie. This ended the saga of the Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the trilogies.
It was number one this weekend.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's still
Totes,
doing great,
wasn't it?
So you know, you had the three trilogies.
Literally.
Trilogy of trilogies that kind of made up that whole storyline.
Yeah.
So the rumor is now that the next saga will take place 400 years before the Skywalker, timeline. And
I like that. That's good. You want to see how things got there.
Yeah. And it'll be back in the, this is why you like it. It's back in the High Republic era when Yoda was just a middle-aged Jedi.
Wow.
Trying to get through life.
Okay.
Like, 450 years old or so.
Wow, all right.
Wow, that's
good
exciting,
to know.
Brian.
So that's pretty cool.
That is exciting. Literally. Hey, most
literally.
Exciting. Yep. Okay. And finally, if you make it today to, let's say, 5 o'clock, and you have not been served divorce papers, congratulations, because today is known as Divorce Day.
Thanks
to family's lawyers. Who noticed high number of people inquiring about leaving their partners. It's a day where couples who were just tolerating each other during the intense holiday season decide they want to start the new year afresh. So if you make it through today, you've made it through the biggest divorce day of the year. Congratulations.
There's always next year.
Just high until 5, LBF.
All right, I will.
What? I know.
You can't reach me.
I know where you're going to be, Frugal Fanny. We'll find her at Frugal Fanny's, Dave. Don't worry about it. All right. Mixture of clouds and sun today. High 38. Don't forget, Artist of the Day is back. Tell you who was.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Happy Monday. It is 6:30. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Thank you for starting your day with us. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, 80s Artist of the Day. Elton John is your guy, and he's going to be at 8 o'clock. We'll tell you the keyword to text in for $1,000.
Wow.
We'll do it again 5 times today.
That's exciting.
So Elton was at the Golden Globes last night. Good to see him out and about. Right?
You watched.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I saw Ricky Gervais. He was just hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him more at Dirty Laundry.
I saw Brad Pitt, and I saw my wife need a napkin. Because
she's drooling.
A little bit.
Yes.
And I said, wow. You know, the dude looks good. And it must be nice to wake up and be Brad Pitt.
Well, it's funny. And then you obviously watched, I don't want to bring up a bad subject, the game. Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which made you think, like,
wow, who's got the better?
Tom Brady.
Who would I rather
Brad
be?
Pitt.
Right? And I said,
I'll tell you who I'd rather you be.
I know. I think you'd take either one. But I said, I think I'd rather be Tom Brady than Brad Pitt. I think that would be the penultimate life. You've got 6 rings. You're 6'4". You look like that. That's a nice life.
I don't know. I'd rather you be Brad Pitt. So many reasons. I really would. Not talking about life, but like talking about like who would you rather be or be with.
Yeah.
I would weigh Brad Pitt, first of all, looks like Robert Redford, who is my favorite of all favorites. So he's like Robert Redford 2.0. Mm. Not to mention, he's like, you know, rugged, funny, good looking. Also drinks a little too much.
Okay.
Not really into his healthy lifestyle. Yeah. Wouldn't make me go to the gym every day or me eat avocado ice cream.
No, he wouldn't.
And, you know, he's like, I don't know. He's just Brad Pitt.
But I submit Tom Brady, if he met Brad Pitt, wouldn't even be intimidated. He'd be like, what's up, Brad?
No.
Which ring do you want to take a picture with?
I don't know.
I think
that.
Brad, yeah, I think TB is like the ultimate dude.
You think he's
even,
the ultimate?
Even after losing.
Even after that
Saturday,
terrible loss.
It was terrible. It's not his fault. He didn't have a tight end.
No, he didn't.
You know?
It's true. I agree with that, but I agree on nothing else in this conversation because Brad Pitt wins. I mean, I get right. Tom Brady's great. He is a very good athlete, but I don't know. Like, he just doesn't have
I'd rather
that.
Have Tom
he doesn't seem
play.
As much fun.
Yes, exactly.
That just, fun factor. I think that Giselle has really cleaned up Tom Brady. Like, if you look at their awkward phases, I don't think Brad Pitt had one. I mean, look, like Thelma and Louise, he was
never had an awkward phase.
Right?
Wait a minute. So you'd rather Brian be Tom, Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather be Tom, hands down.
Because you know he's going to get back together with Jennifer Aniston pretty
right.
soon.
But not before he maybe like hooks up with the Paltrow
people.
On the side.
They were all there.
All
right, any of Leo's cast offs.
You want to take a poll on that? A Facebook poll?
I have
poll?
Put it up at Facebook.
Where'd you put it
the
up?
The WROR Facebook page. So check that out.
What's the question?
See what you think. It is who would you rather be or be with?
Okay, Tom Brady
TV
or.
12 and all his rings.
All right, go to our Facebook page, like Brian said, WROR, and you can vote there. We'll tabulate. Yes. Come on. Go. Team Tom.
No way.
All right.
Brad
coming
Pitt.
Up.
Let's discuss the Golden Globes. Winners, losers, the best dressed, worst dressed. And please, we have to play you the Ricky Gervais burn.
Wow.
It was amazing. Ooh, I like actually curled up on my couch and was like, ouch.
Listen,
so many.
He brought a beer to the show. So you know he came
that
to
wasn't
play.
His first.
No, he wasn't. No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Requests contest. Here's our new phone number. 888-410-1057.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. You don't want to miss this. Dirty Laundry. LBF's raring to go. We got Ricky Gervais out there.
Yes.
Wow, he was good. All right. It's brought to you by Lowe's. Pros do it right to save 5% more on eligible purchases every day just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it for less. Start with Lowe's, subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusion apply. That's the U.S. only. All right, LBF. Fun night last night at the Globes.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, Ricky Gervais brought it. He's hosted for the fifth time.
He brought the beer.
Attitude. And he just, he suffers no fools. And, he watching his opening monologue from my couch, and initially I'm relaxed, and then all of a sudden I'm like, this is, and I'm just kind of like curling up into
Isn't
a ball.
That funny? Here
I
you
can't
are
even imagine.
In Canton,
I know.
And you're nervous.
I'm nervous for everybody. Well, he ended it with the most amazing Hollywood burn, and nobody was comfortable. And here's what he had to say.
Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China.
Ooh.
So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
Oh, my God. He was great.
It was so good.
Do you see who was there, though? Tim Cook from Apple.
Oh, yeah, I saw him. They panned to him, and he was uncomfortable.
Mm.
And also, after that ending, it was Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon who got up to present the first award, and they work for Apple TV.
Yes.
And so it was really uncomfortable.
No.
And you know what? I could never do that. That's why I love
watching Ricky Gervais. Do you think he'll be asked back?
He's always getting asked back. He will, because everyone
when you watch
talks
him,
about
he's
him.
Must watch.
the funny thing is,
you know what you're going to get when you hire him, right?
You do. I mean, you do. And that's what you get. I was actually sad because when he came out to do some introductions later, he had a couple of good jokes, but like they weren't eviscerating in the way that that monologue was. And I wanted more of that because that's what you tune in to Ricky Gervais for.
Yep.
Tom Hanks's face became a meme because during that speech because his face was like, you know, Tom Hanks, allegedly the nicest guy in Hollywood, is like watching this.
He didn't like it.
No, he did not like it. But he did really like receiving the Cecil B. DeMille Award, which he got last night, and he got choked up thanking his family, and this is what it sounded like.
A man is... Sorry.
Wow.
A man is blessed. A man is blessed with a family sitting down front like that. A wife who is fantastic in every way, who has taught me what love is. 5 kids who are braver and stronger and wiser than their old man is. And a loving group of people who have put away with me being away months and months and months at a time. Of course, otherwise I wouldn't be standing here if they didn't have to put up with that. So I can't tell you how much your love means to me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
That's the wife and kids.
So that's basically, he thanked them first. Very smart, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres did not thank Portia in her speech at all. And it was like, it was very interesting. I always take note of that because when Ben Affleck didn't do it during his Oscar speech, not a year later, they were split up.
Bye-bye.
A couple of things I want to mention.
Although Ellen did thank her husband, Mark, and the kids.
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
it was very strange.
Thing.
Was that a joke?
It was like a very, obviously a very jokey speech. So Rita Wilson caught some heat on Twitter and Instagram yesterday because she was complaining about how her hair and makeup person that she booked back in September didn't show up, was an hour and a half late. And it was like, Rita.
That's Tom's wife,
right? Yes. I'm like, come on. Dang. You can't
Rita,
do that.
Room, girl.
Like, she has to be regular. That is not a regular thing. You don't go on Instagram and complain.
I don't know. That's good. She was sitting right up front. She was on camera the whole night.
Whatever. Thoughts and prayers. Good, slap up some, you know.
Good
like,
hair and makeup person.
Put on some makeup.
All right. So we saw Brad Pitt was there. And
Brad Pitt was there.
Also, two of his exes. That wasn't awkward.
I know, Jennifer Aniston, but Gwyneth Paltrow, speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, here's the thing last night. A lot of people were missing parts of their clothing. Gwyneth Paltrow was missing some material. She was basically wearing a macrame bra and like underpants with some sort of weird thing over it. She's like, looks great, obviously, but you know, whatever. And then also Kerry Washington, her shirt was gone. I don't know what happened to her shirt, but it was like gone. Charlize Theron had on, she looked gorgeous. I mean, everyone looks gorgeous. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But like she was wearing like part bodice, part, it just looked like somebody
part
ripped off half her dress.
Or, yeah.
Like when Cinderella, when
would
her
you
like
to, would you like to see how our poll's going? We put
with
up,
the Brad Pitt?
I said, I would rather have Tom Brady's life and be walking Tom Brady's size 12, 13 shoes than Brad Pitt's. And you say,
I wish you would walk in Brad Pitt's shoes for my sake only. I just think it would be better to be a Brad Pitt.
Brian did a great job putting up a poll on our Facebook page. Would you like to hear how it's going? The question was, who would you rather be or be with right now?
You're only mentioning this probably because Tom's winning.
You betcha. Yeah. All right, so Tom Brady at 65%.
That's not, that's just
35
now.
35 for BP.
And I think they feel bad. They don't want him to lose
TB
again.
TB over BP.
Sorry. Is that too soon?
Yeah, it was way too soon.
Hey, anyway, if you want to go to WROR.com for all the winners and losers of... We really don't care about that. We just want to know about the speeches and the fashion. But the list of winners and losers, ROR.com, WROR.com. Fun night.
There you go. Yeah, you can take our poll, too, on our Facebook page. Give us a like. It's 105.7 WROR. All right, coming up after 8 o'clock, it's the 80s Artist of the Day. You're listening for Elton John. And the keyword to text in for $1,000. I'm actually surprised this online poll we're doing.
Yeah.
Would you rather be or be with Tom Brady or Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
You know, it's only 58 to 42%.
Right.
I mean, now, for a presidential election, that's a landslide.
Yeah, I know, but for...
But for New England, that's a little close. You voted Brad Pitt.
I did vote Brad Pitt.
I hope Tom doesn't hear that.
No, it's just because he's... A, single, and B,
and C, you're not. But
oh, yeah, rats.
Okay,
no, but more fun. I think a little more fun.
That's why.
Not as right. He wouldn't make me go to the gym.
All right.
Oh, wow. Right?
Tom is not going to make you go to the gym.
He's going to be like, not. Come on.
All right. So that's Brian did a great job putting a poll up on our Facebook page. That's at WROR. So give us a like right there. Also, don't forget, at an hour from right now, we'll be playing Elton John. You be ready to text in the keyword we tell you for your shot. $1,000 five times today.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:15. You know that this is considered Blue Monday, and not just because the Pats lost. The first Monday after your first week is the worst day of the month of the year. Because
it's just, we're back to
5 days a week.
We're back into it.
Add to it, Pats lost Saturday night. They should not have lost. Hey, so we talked to Zoe Friday, right? Yeah. And he would say, these guys are legit, the Titans. And he was absolutely right. Listen to the call. And because that we were on the, 1 yard line, Brian?
First and goal from the one.
We couldn't get it in. And Zoe said on the hub, that's it. That's how you lose games. And he was right.
It was just so frustrating.
Yeah,
I was upset. I felt bad.
It sucked.
Yes.
I'm even wearing my Patriots shirt today. Did you notice this?
No, I didn't.
Patriots shirt.
It's Vineyard Vines.
Oh, it's nice. Ah. Look at you. A
Christmas
top
present.
Notch.
Yeah. Why is that so expensive, Vineyard Vines? Anyway.
That's a topic for another.
Yeah. Yeah. We should talk about
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We'll talk about that next.
Really, honey? That's what you pay for this show? Okay. Anyway, so it sucks. We're out. We're not used to this. But we think there's a glimmer here.
Well,
good. There's some good kind of things you can take with.
You know, when something bad happens like this, you have to look at what the positives
could be. The bright side.
And there is a bright side. Like, for instance, you don't have any plans for the next couple of weeks. I mean, and
that's good.
It's good because sometimes, you know, your kids are involved in things or you have parties to go to or you have events. And then you're like, but the Patriots are on or the Patriots are playing.
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to host a party.
Yes.
You don't have to figure out who's hosting.
Right.
What do you bring?
You're not going to gain the 10 pounds that you're probably going to gain if we were in the Super Bowl. There are all these things.
Every playoff was a party and you can't say no to the cocktail weenies.
You can't.
You're not going to bloat.
Nope, you're not.
That's good.
I feel like I'm going to find other ways to celebrate. but that's just me.
So,
but yeah, I mean, it is sad. I think one of the things that I've learned in therapy, Bob, is you have to acknowledge your sadness and then move on.
Okay. It was sad. Yesterday was kind of...
It was a bummer.
It was a bummer.
And the whole talk about whether or not Brady's going to stay or if he's going to go. And nobody knows that except Tom Brady. But except me, I know.
I think he's coming back.
He's going to stay.
I think he's coming back.
He can't leave.
I don't think he is.
You don't think he's coming back, bro?
Nope. He can't leave.
I think it's all over, everybody.
Here's what. Here's my theory.
No.
My theory is that he cannot leave on a loss like that. Brady will... TB12 and Tom Brady will not let that happen. It's bad for the brand.
If Edelman catches the ball... I think we drive down. All we needed was a field goal to win.
I understand.
That's why we're just not used to that.
Right.
That is just
it wasn't
terrible.
His fault. It was not Tom Brady's fault. I was talking to Dave
about
this.
We need a tight end.
If Rob Gronkowski didn't retire and Antonio Brown wasn't a scumbag, then he would have won. So we should blame those people.
You're absolutely
right. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm right.
Well, at least with Gronk. If Gronk's in, we win that game.
Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't meant to be.
Just like life. You need a tight end.
Right.
Am I right?
Boy, that's a Bobism for the ages.
You do.
I'm going to put that on a cross stitch.
Could you?
Yes.
Just like life, you need a good tight end.
Okay.
And we don't have one. So there you go. So I think we're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay. We're going to bounce back. There's always next year and pitchers and catchers, 39 days. 38 days, something like that.
We don't want to talk about that.
We
Celtics.
Don't?
Celtics.
Oh, Celtics.
Celtics are good.
One of
they won.
Teams.
They won. Oh, and by the way, Brian put up a great poll on our Facebook page at give us a like at WROR. Very simple. Who would you rather be with, Tom Brady or Brad Pitt? Okay?
Easy.
You two
especially
said
this
Brad
weekend.
Pitt.
Yeah, I mean Brad. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's in a better mood, let me tell you.
Well, you know what I said as I was leaving the party Saturday, the football game?
Yep.
Don't cry for these guys. They'll be on the beach Monday. You will not. They will be.
That's
how I always look at it.
That's a good point.
Isn't that a good way to look at it?
It's a decent way to look at it.
Tom's,
I mean, right up there with your everybody needs a tight end.
Everybody does.
You are a sage. You are the Yoda
of
Boston.
Yeah, I do. That's a Bob observation. I think we should just etch in stone. Everybody needs a tight end. All right. Yeah, take the poll. Go to our Facebook page. Give us a like. WROR.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Trying to make you feel better about Monday. Pat's lost. But we think it's okay. We're gonna, you know, make it through. Look on the bright side. You don't have to worry about who wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you don't care.
It's over.
Nothing vested anymore.
Yep, the stress is gone.
Isn't that great?
It can be nice.
Nah, it sucks.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. A mixture of clouds and sun today. Look for a high at 38. Tomorrow, 42. So this is not so bad for January.
No.
No complaints. We'll take it.
I will take it. I like it.
But it's Blue Monday, and so it's the first five-day work week. Traffic's already, right, Brian? A little busier than it's been.
Oh, it's busy. Everybody's
Brian's back. Psyched. His kids are back in, back
so
in school.
School's back. Oh, You're my God.
That was a long break.
2 weeks.
Holy cow.
My son slept till 12:20 on Friday.
That's insane.
I got
home
from work, and he was still sleeping. He woke up, and I said, buddy, what's going on? I've already been to work. He's like, you were?
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
That's awesome.
A rude awakening this morning.
Get up, boy. So, in solidarity with the Pats, I'm wearing my Christmas present today.
Yes.
Which is a Vineyard Vine shirt.
My God.
That's my first Vineyard Vine.
She got a mortgage for that.
I think she did. I had no idea how much Vineyard Vines is.
So you weren't familiar with Vineyard Vines? Because it's kind of, I mean, it's across the nation, but it started here.
I don't shop there.
Yeah.
But I got this shirt for Christmas. It's red, white, and blue. I said, I think I'll wear that tomorrow.
Got the nice whale on it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it looks like a Nautica shirt, except instead of having a Nautica thing, it has a whale on it.
Yeah. And I said, well, if it doesn't fit, I can just exchange or return it. How much was it? And
how much was it?
It was a lot.
What's a lot?
It was three digits.
Three digits.
I think it was 100-something.
Yeah, that's what happens. I've walked into Vineyard Vines, and I've walked right out.
I am with you.
Well, because Dave Falcone, who I adore, get me wrong.
That would be your husband.
Spills everything on himself. He stains everything. And I'm it's like we can't have nice things. And my daughter, Lucy, does not care about any of that stuff. And then she stains everything. Mm. We can't have nice things,
that's
so we
why
don't.
You buy at Costco.
I buy all my clothes at Costco, and trust me.
Oh boy!
Look at me right now.
No, you're on point.
I have a Costco vest.
You're on
point. Right
now.
Red carpet ready,
man. Have you been to Southern Tide?
No, they don't allow me in there. Holy they say that lady has Costco clothes on. Don't let her in.
I'm shopping with you from now on.
I'm telling you, I can get you some good bargains.
I'm telling
I can find
you,
Vineyard Vine sometimes is at Marshall's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean,
look for the
patterns
whale.
Are a little bit wonky.
That's okay.
Or if you want a vest that smells like spring rolls.
Holy cow.
Oh, because of the food
samples.
In Costco?
I've never been so nervous in a shirt. Oh, the food samples.
I'm telling you, I challenge everybody to go buy a beautiful outfit at Costco. It can be done.
I could buy four for this.
Yes,
I'm
you
sure.
could. You could buy like 10 of these vests. Mm. That I have on.
You have to buy them by 10,
bucks.
Right?
I have a jean jacket from Costco that was $8.
I don't know that you
I love that.
Saying
I love that. I love that she says
I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
God. All right. So coming up, dirty laundry. What do you have?
Who was wearing Costco on the red carpet?
That's my hero. Whoever was.
I know.
Was my
I would
hero.
I would do it.
Yeah. I know you would.
If I ever get invited to the Golden Globes, I'm wearing something from Costco.
Okay.
But anyway, we have Ricky Gervais.
I have
some theories on Brad Pitt and maybe Jennifer Aniston, who were sharing the same airspace.
You're hoping.
Yep.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
There's a lot in the laundry. LBF's got it. All the Golden Globe fun last night. Ricky Gervais walks on stage with a beer.
I know.
You knew it was going to be fun.
It's so funny how he was being interviewed by Ryan Seacrest or somebody. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to do this. They just pay me a ton of money. And it ruined my Christmas because I had to write jokes and blah, blah, blah. But they pay him an obscene amount of money
to insult them. Yeah, I think he seriously couldn't care less.
I just wonder what it's like backstage after a Ricky Gervais burn.
Tom Hanks didn't look happy.
No, he didn't.
I think he was chagrined.
I think he was thinking about his Cecil B. DeMille speech and all that stuff.
Do you think there's a little bit of it that's the on-camera? They're like, oh, boy, he's shocked. But then backstage, they're like, oh, you really got him today, Ricky.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
They're all actors.
Exactly. All right, so Ricky Gervais did such a great job. Here's a montage of his best jokes from last night.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman.
There you go.
So, no. Shush.
Shush. Love that.
Lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Baby Yoda. That's Joe Pesci, sorry.
That's great.
I love you, man. Don't have me whack. The Irishman was amazing. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him.
Oh, my God.
He's good. Leo laughed at that one.
He really did. It was a fun show. There were a lot of great people there. Jennifer Aniston was there. Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, same room.
I know.
I got to tell you.
You think it's destiny.
I just like it when people get back together. I know it's probably not a good idea because you break up for a reason, but I do love, a pseudo happy ending.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if Brad Pitt understood that he was a jamoke for going out with Angelina Jolie? Mm. And wouldn't it be nice if Jennifer Aniston was like, yeah, it's okay, we'll figure it out. They seem very fond of each other.
Yeah.
I know that she had a Christmas party and he was the last to leave, which would make me angry, but whatever. That's just me. Even if it was Brad Pitt, I'd be like, Brad.
No, you wouldn't.
We're either having a sleepover or you're going home. Those are the choices.
So. You'd be very happy he stayed.
But yeah, so I don't know. I just kind of, sometimes I hope that, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck will get back together.
I don't think those two, but I think Brad Pitt is going to get back with
Jennifer.
I've always thought
that. Oh, is it going to be a 2020 prediction?
There it is. Boom.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm on board. I'm going to go with you on that.
It might even happen this year.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. Other things that happened, Tom Hanks got his Cecil B. DeMille Award, and he was all choked up and thanked his wonderful family. I didn't realize he had so many children. Yeah. He has four children and a daughter-in-law.
We have previous marriage, right?
Yeah, he was married to his college sweetheart, and then he met Rita Wilson on the set of Bosom Buddies. And then things happened.
His montage was really good.
His montage of
everything Tom Hanks has done is amazing.
I know. He really is. Everyone likes him except Henry Winkler.
what's up with that?
Apparently Henry Winkler and he worked on Turner and Hooch together, and Tom Hanks had Henry Winkler fired as the director. Henry Winkler has not forgotten it.
That was 86,
it must be hard, yes. But it must be hard to be the only person in the entire world who can't stand Tom Hanks and knows that maybe he might be a jerk sometimes.
And they're also, the two of them are the nicest people.
Exactly. I've met Henry Winkler, and he truly is the nicest person I have ever met in my entire life.
Sure.
I couldn't believe he was the Fonz.
Yeah.
He just seems so lovely and kind of nerdy and adorable.
Because they panned the crowd during the Tom Hanks speech, and they hit Henry Winkler, and he was sitting there with the sour face on.
Just a little not interested. Mm. What do you have to say, Bob Bronson? You have something on your mind?
No, I just want to refresh memories that we did a poll earlier on our Facebook page.
You're into this.
Well, I want to see how well we do. I said I would rather be Tom Brady, speaking of Brad Pitt.
Yep.
I would walk in Tom's shoes even after losing Saturday.
I'd
rather be him than Brad Pitt.
I would want you to be Brad Pitt.
I know,
like,
you
who would you rather be or be with? Brad Pitt, Tom Brady.
You
that's
know
the
what,
poll.
Right now?
Yeah, what is it?
Our Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady at 56%.
That's not a landslide.
If for a presidential election, it's a landslide.
Yeah, but we're...
But for New England, it's not.
Exactly. You
I'm
think.
Really disappointed.
I know.
Should be more.
Did you have any best dressed or worst dressed in the top of your mind last night?
Best dress. I like what Jennifer Aniston was wearing. That
yeah,
was nice.
It's classic. A lot of big. So I always think of the Golden Globes, what you're going to see like in proms and things like that this year. A lot of full skirts, tiny waists, and like, you know, sort of
I didn't
strapless
like Margot Robbie's. She could have done more.
Oh, really?
Or less.
Or less.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I know you, Bob.
Yeah,
I know you.
Could have done less.
My wife was all about the red carpet. She was saying how the big trend is the Tootsie dress.
Oh,
the
red,
sparkly
red.
In different shades.
Yes.
You mean from the movie Tootsie?
From the movie. Kind of like a...
But not with men wearing them.
No, no, we don't. No.
Women wearing them.
I love Dustin Hoffman in that dress.
You pulled it off.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you rocked it. Okay.
Anyway, so that was it. That was the Golden Globes, and it was fun, and I can't wait.
But I would say Ricky Gervais was awesome, and he should host any award show.
Everything.
He's not afraid of anybody.
I want to mention
anything.
Too, if you haven't seen his show on Netflix yet, called Afterlife.
Yeah, he plugged it.
So good.
Smart man. I would.
It's excellent.
Okay, we need to plug this. 80s Artist of the Day is Elton John. Just after 8 o'clock, listen, we'll give you the keyword to text in. $1,000.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes. All right, we got Mario on the phone. Good morning, Mario. How are you
doing?
Good
morning, guys.
Mario.
Yes, sir.
First question. Is Tom Brady coming back?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd like to say yes, but everyone else is saying no.
Oh. I say yes. All right. So
I say yes, too, but, you know, it only lasts for so long.
That's right. All right, Mario.
That's a pretty hard question, but not as hard as the next one.
But that doesn't count, Mario. That was a freebie. That was just to warm you up. All right, Mario, give us a quick your company a big shout-out. You guys do a lot of excavation work, right?
Yes, we do. Mantic Construction out of Danvers, Mass. Great bunch of guys. Family-owned. That wouldn't work for anybody else.
Look at that.
That's lovely.
And you do a little excavation, and your dad says you're a bucket of knowledge, is that right?
No, a bucket of useless information.
Useless.
Ah, there
okay,
it is. Okay.
Let's see how.
That's
let's
sweet.
See if your bucket.
That's a nice job.
Let's see if it's half full.
Awesome.
All right, Mario.
Fill that bucket with other stuff, so that's pretty
good. Exactly, not so bad.
All right, you get 10 questions right. We're going to fill your bucket with $1,000. All right, you good to go?
Let's see what you got. I'm ready to roll.
All right, say pass if you're not sure about it. We'll come back to it if we have time. Here we go.
What month is it?
Oh, it is January.
Who hosted the Golden Globes this year?
Ooh, I just heard his name too. Crap. Pass.
True or false? The Fig Newton is named after the suburb in Massachusetts.
True.
Who runs the orphanage in the musical Annie?
Oh, I forget him. Pass.
What creature's bite can lead to Lyme disease?
Ticks.
Name the oldest public park in the United States.
Yosemite?
Who wrote the music for the stage version of Billy Elliot?
Pass.
How many spaces are there on a standard Monopoly board?
Ooh, 38.
In what city is Purdue University located?
Massachusetts.
What's the official title of the chief electrician on a movie set?
Ooh, pass.
Who hosted the Golden Globes this year?
I don't remember.
Who runs the... Oh, that's a hard one.
Mario.
It wasn't easy. You guys got me good.
No. You got him good. Mario, you got 3 right out of 10.
But
you know
passed.
What? You passed a lot. So, you know, you're...
I had to.
Yeah. Well, you didn't waste any time. All right, here's what you didn't get.
Okay. Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes this year. It was very good. Who runs the orphanage in the musical Annie? Miss Hannigan. The oldest public park.
She's going to kill me. Yeah.
She is going to kill you. Who named the oldest public park in the United States? That's Boston Common, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, huh. Fun fact.
Well, that's good to know. That can go in the bucket.
There it is.
Who wrote the music for the stage version of Billy Elliot? Elton John.
Oh.
And he won last night at the Golden Globes. So how many spaces are there on a standard Monopoly board? This is a hard question. 40.
It's five.
What city is Purdue University located? What city is West Lafayette, Indiana? And the official title of the chief electrician on a movie set, I had no idea, is a gaffer.
There you go.
I totally would not have gotten that.
Right, that's a tough one. So.
All right. Well, Mario, let's see if you can answer this. Who sings Minute by Minute?
You're killing me.
Who's minute, by minute.
Come on.
I don't know. Come on. Who is it?
What do you call something you roll up and smoke?
A joint.
Or.
Yeah. If you had brothers, they'd be what?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Joint Brothers. Yes, you got two tickets to the Joint Brothers. The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers, all right.
Man, they're going to have fun with you at work today, Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
Yeah,
you're going to get ragged on that.
That's all right. You played at least.
You know what? They're going to rag him minute by minute.
Oh,
right. Right out of 10, I'm screwed.
No. But here's the good news. You got two tickets to the Doobies' 50th anniversary tour featuring Tom Johnston and Michael McDonald. Pat Simmons is back.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a great show. Xfinity Center, July 3rd. I think that's right before the 4th. Yeah.
That's the word on the street.
That is. Okay.
I can't wait.
You get that one, Mario?
Thank you so much. Yeah, right, dude.
You hang on. Thanks. You're fun. Tickets on sale now, livenation.com. The Doobies.
That's a fun
there
concert.
You go. That's going to be everybody's there. They're all back together.
The band's back together.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob with LBF and Brian. Thank you for starting your Monday with us. You know, Patriots lost Saturday. Bummer weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to put a fog damper on everything. But we got to put things in perspective.
Yes, we do.
What are you seeing all over Facebook and all over your social media is Australia. That is just out of hand. The numbers are astronomical.
Staggering.
Right?
Like, I can't wrap my brain around it.
Well, for instance, we saw earlier that in California, those forest fires that were just devastating earlier.
Yep.
I think it was 1 million acres that were burned. Australia, 14 million.
Which is just, just on fire.
The whole country.
And 24 people have died so far.
Mm-hmm.
480 million creatures
have died.
One-third of the koala population has been decimated. Right? And I think one-third of their habitat has been.
Yeah.
You know,
Did you see the picture of a firefighter giving water to a koala bear?
Yeah. I mean, it's just
that hits home.
Really, really unbelievable, and it's because I was reading about it.
Huge.
It's going to keep happening because apparently Australia's had the driest season ever.
Yeah.
And then these things that are either started by humans. There was one report that said there was one area was arson, but it
could start by
you could start by like just a lightning strike in
That's
a dry
it.
Desert, and
it's
then
so dry.
Boof, and there are 1,300 homes gone.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, not to be like, you know, about celebrity factor, but a lot of celebrities at the Golden Globes were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Kidman's home, I think, is in the line of destruction.
Yeah, she's Australian.
She's, I think, gone home.
Yeah,
Russell Crowe's there.
Well, I saw Keith was at Urban yesterday, and he didn't look like he was having fun either.
No, I think they're worried about their homes. And they're worried about their country, and they're worried about the whole thing.
So you look at our country, the size of our country. Australia is almost as big as we are. You can just kind of fit Australia into our...
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I should have paid
huge.
A lot more attention.
What were you doing?
Wow.
Anyway, so we see that as bad as our Saturday was. I mean, it's just horrendous in Australia.
It's not
so.
Ending anytime soon. That's what's really troubling.
No.
You know, they just are fighting it and fighting it. And
there's 2,700 firefighters out there.
One of the things you can do, too, is donate to World Wildlife Fund because they're helping a lot of the animals. And I saw the Irwins, Bindi Irwin. You remember the crocodile hunter?
Yep.
They have their Australia Zoo, which is in a safe zone right now, but they're helping a lot of the animals. So you could donate to them as well. So
yeah,
a couple things you can do
to
maybe feel better today.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
How much we can do.
Not much you can do, but man, it's scary to see that. This country, the size of that, just literally on fire.
On fire. Yeah.
And they're our cousins, mate.
right.
They really are.
They're better looking.
Much better. Much better.
They're better looking cousins.
Don't you hate that?
They're more fit and tan.
Yeah. With great accents.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. That's the more right there.
That is the more.
Because that's the 70s. With right. A group called Player. Now, back in the day, when you were a group player, you played music.
Oh, really?
You were a player. But now, hey,
you're
what
a player.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now you're a player.
God.
Then think about
that's
that.
That's really kicking it old school.
That was.
Yeah.
Now you're a hey player.
I don't know. That song makes me think of the Swiffer commercial for some reason.
Do they do that?
Yeah, Swiffer. It was a Swiffer commercial.
Baby, come back.
Is yep. it?
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Come back.
Wow.
Come back. Okay.
He's bringing it back.
Baby, come back. your 80s artist of the day is Elton John's. Great way to kick it off. Elton was at the Golden Globes last evening with
yes.
his funky glasses on.
Yep. And his partner, Bernie Taupin. They won an award.
Amazing. This was their first award.
Together. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That strange.
All right. But Elton is worth $1,000. Again, at 11 o'clock, we'll give you a keyword to text in, right?
Yes, and you text it to 45911.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.